Hello, 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 and welcome to the second episode of Shorties and Saltwater. This is Thomas, your DM. We've got Dotari Ninareth, Annabelle, Frankie White,
hi,
and Elena,
hi,
without a last name. So, where we left off, our crew spent 30 minutes straight on one dock trying to get onto another ship. There were murders, there were abductions, and now we're sailing off into the sunset.
Yes, we are.
So, indeed. Are we going to get back to, like, the whole orb thing? Because I would really appreciate it if I, like, got that back.
Dotari ate it.
I ate the thing.
I want it back.
So I think this is a bit of a, this is a bit of a strange session, because it's going to be a bit of a roleplay session in my mind.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of questing. We're going to the next, like, kind of locale. So I think we should just take the first. What does everyone want to do?
I want my orb.
I want my orb.
I'm sorry you were zoned out and weren't really paying much attention. You should have zoned back in to take it from me.
You were gone.
You were kind of gone.
I had to do some important.
You were straight up out of it.
You were in the abyss.
I was in the abyss because I had to do.
And Gerald's, like, stumbling around the ship. He's got his eyesight back.
Oh, that's right.
All right, you exist. What's up, buddy?
Why are you
Hello.
Stumbling? Are you, like, drunk?
What?
Are you drunk?
Me?
Yes.
No.
Did Elena hook you up with some good stuff?
You have alcohol?
No, drugs.
Oh, yeah, no, I make alcohol, though.
You do?
Yeah.
They're not drugs, though.
How strong?
We don't do that here.
Well, really strong.
Oh. Guards in the Clovis Concord aren't allowed to have alcohol.
Well, are you winning?
Well, you
not
kinda
there
got
anymore.
Fired, dude, so I mean.
Oh. Yeah, that's true. Sorry, I'm still recovering a little bit.
And
I'll be downstairs. And he heads below deck.
Alright, bye bye.
So where are we going?
Up to you.
Where do we want
we
to
go? We should
go
like
you're in the Lucidian Ocean now.
There's we like, should make
what's around us?
Like a secret like fasting.
What do you think?
Like,
water.
I know,
obviously,
but like,
fish. Yeah, no. The Nico to the Nass is just coming out of view.
God damn.
So like, it's just watery abyss right now.
Oh, so they're like,
so hey, what are we doing?
Not again.
Is there like a sea temple we can conquer or something fun to spice up our trip or what?
But you want to conquer something,
bro. The only
you
thing-
are a rock.
Yeah,
how are you gonna do that?
Maybe
the only thing I can think of is to
you don't know that.
Documented
by
you sunk the last time the ship that we literally were on a fucking ship and you fucking sunk.
Okay. Anyways, then we can
he should
point.
Do it. He should
maybe
find a duck and shoot
how
and give me crack cocaine.
That would be definitely a challenge.
What? No, Dotari should steal a duck and then name it quack cocaine.
I love that. Let's
I feel like on the call, it sounds like I'm a character because I'm just talking with. I was just talking with Brick. I was like, quack cocaine. That's so funny.
Two separate conversations.
Let's try and keep it to one conversation.
Yeah.
Okay. Elena, what do you want to do?
Well,
I'm gonna say it's starting
to
become kind of midday. Well, you've got a whole
so
boat
we
to yourself.
So we weren't sailing off into the sunset. It was. That's.
Yeah, yeah. It's becoming like 1 o'clock.
It was for like cinematic value.
Yeah. It was only like in spirit.
Have a boat to myself.
My dick is also in spirit.
No.
I had to make the 350 sex joke.
Oh, that's right.
Jesus. No.
I had to.
Wait, so hold on. Where is everybody else?
Everyone's on top deck right now.
Oh,
you can
I'm...
just break off if you want. Or okay. You can talk to people. You can do whatever
am
you want.
Am I doing like... boat stuff?
Well, you guys, you're the only one who doesn't have, like, an appointed role. So, yeah.
You're
manning the ship. Were
I'll
you our navigator?
Like, I think so. Yeah.
I'll be...
Yeah, because I was first mate.
You
I'll
were first
the,
mate.
I'll
and
be
I hate
the bartender
you.
Good, I
in this
thing.
I'm going to make some
that's enough feelings
really good drinks. At my little makeshift
Can
bar.
We turn on
Taylor I challenge Swift? You all to a drinking contest. I can assure you I'll definitely lose.
You aren't known for holding your beer very well.
Most definitely
I
not.
I would beat you in
I'm
contest.
So bad at drinking contests. You guys would totally win. You'd be so good.
Dotari, you're filled with this strange nostalgia for the life on the sea. You were never particularly manning the boat, but you just, like, take in the sea air and you the salty draft, and you kind of let out a sigh. But as you do, as that deep exhalation, you get this sense that you need to be in private somewhere.
Have we ever disclosed that we're outside? Like, on the thing? Have we ever disclosed that?
No, we're outside.
Yeah,
okay. Anyways, back to it, besties.
Yeah.
Do any of you know how to steer a boat?
I mean, I can try.
I know. Bye-bye.
You are quite knowledgeable.
Yeah, I'm really smart, so I, like, know slightly what I'm doing.
Okay? All right, take charge of this. I'll be back in a bit. And I go to the lower deck, and I'm like, Gerald.
Yeah?
You have to fly on.
Please.
He's like in a hammock. He's like trying to take a power nap, and he goes, "Ah!" He gets out of the hammock and he climbs up.
It won't take too long. Just gets up. Just a minute.
And he, yeah, what do you want to do?
Just start sobbing.
Your hands almost
break down.
You look at the sword and you see that the eye is almost staring into you. Glow. It's the only thing illuminating the bottom deck right now.
That's a little
do you
weird.
Want to pull it out?
Yes.
Alright.
That's what she said.
God. Shut up.
Be quiet.
I'm sorry.
You remove it from the sheath.
You already had 50 seconds. You can't make that joke.
Lay it on the ground. And you hold your hand over it. Huh. You're now back in the void. The watery end. And the voice calls to you. Says, another.
Another what?
Learn.
You want me to teach them?
Patience.
I'm just trying to play.
Jade's just doing and her this, homework.
This blue abyss. Parts of it, just for seconds, begin to go black.
Oh no.
just in the distance, this shadow.
It's gonna be really creepy doing that.
What?
It's so hashtag creepy. Halloween.
It's the theater kid. God.
I'm not understanding right now.
Consume! And the sword appears in your hand. And everything around you goes dark.
Okay.
It's weirdly depressing.
Okay. Like, okay. I'm still not getting it. What do you want?
Consume!
You just see Dotari like.
You can come down to the bottom.
Looking like
deck
he's on
want,
drugs.
If you want.
Like having another.
All right,
having a
Frankie,
stroke.
You open up the hatch, head down to the bottom deck, and Dotari is just sitting there, with the sword in their lap, and they seem very deep in focus.
Frankie, where the fuck did you go?
Oh no, not again, Frankie!
You're
dead.
And the darkness begins to close inward. As the voice, Dotari, says, come.
I take the sword
soon.
Away. Dotari.
You hear just like,
Dotari.
Muffled in the distance.
Dotari.
Just like,
Wake up, Poe.
Wake up, Poe.
It's like you can't even like hear it. It's like it's gurgling through the water.
Dotari!
And the darkness closes in even further. And there's just this shock of noise. Consume!
Dotari!
And you... the sword pulsates 3 times. As it does, the walls, 1, 2, 3, and you find yourself floating. And as you just hear one last Dotari, you make out the shape of teeth. And the mouth closes. And your whole body just rends inward.
Oh.
As blood pools out of you.
Oh,
and your whole body just like snaps.
Gosh.
And you jolt back to life. And you seem just as you were when last you entered the meditative state. And the only thing ringing in your mind is.
Join them so bad. Dotari, you doing okay there, boo?
What?
You doing okay?
14.
Are you okay? Can you understand? Habla inglés?
Bro.
Why are you guys screaming? What is going on?
Dotari was having like a weird power nap thing. Their body was a joke.
Were they having another like weird stroke thing? Nope. Just thinking about
water.
Do any of you have anything you particularly want to do in the next few hours?
I want to figure out what Dotari's issue is.
You guys can solve that. Because when nighttime falls, I have something specifically for later.
We're all going to die. No. So nobody knew I was going to have like random heart attacks. What's the deal?
I think I've mentioned that before, have I not?
No.
He does that.
He does that sometimes. It just happens.
Why? What's your deal?
Can I go down to
you?
The
can.
Okay.
This place is filled with hammocks and cargo.
Like, everything okay in the mine there? But because you were like,
wait, who's steering the boat? No one is the answer.
That's a great question.
That is a brilliant question. I'm glad you asked that because I didn't even think of that. Elena, you're like working, you're working the bar that doesn't exist. You're just down here like.
Elena!
And then you hear Gerald go, guys, I don't know how to use a boat. And you feel this huge rock.
We will get back to
forth.
This in 1 second. We need to get our drink now. Let's go.
Gerald, just let go. Just let go.
You slide to one side of the deck. And then throw yourself to the other side.
See,
gravity's pulling you every which way. The drink spills.
Yes, now I'm mad. My drink is.
Oh no, not
it's
your
gone.
Precious vodka.
You do have time magic.
Gerald, can you hear me?
Yes.
Let go of the boat.
But then it'll sink.
I don't care.
Okay.
I'm just gonna go up there.
Let's go with the boat.
Dotari,
and the boat just like begins
there.
To settle. Slowly.
We will get back to this conversation as soon as we can teach Gerald how to. Properly drive a boat.
How to boat.
Yes, how to boat for him. Now, Dotari, knees to chest, get up there, let's go.
Screw this conversation. I hate all of you. Boat.
We will get back to this, I hope.
You get back on the boat.
The boat is my only love.
The boat is.
I will sleep with
that. No! No!
You're done.
You're shameful.
You're done.
Rick, you are shameful. Bert.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. I knew it was going there, too.
Yeah, you look at the time, you're like,
okay.
Oh, no.
What do you guys want to do before night?
We need to dock so we can finish having this conversation between Dotari.
Do we have
you have the conversation? You have this inkling that there is no dock for a very long time.
You know, we could just not and never have that conversation again.
We could just
not have this conversation. That's also an option. You know, that's a very nice option. I think we should choose that option over any other option.
Stop,
can you
stop arguing before I throw myself off this goddamn ship? Do it. I dare you. Anyways, we will be having this conversation whether we have to anchor in the middle of the ocean or not. It will happen.
Why do you care so much?
Because I can do whatever I want. Why are you questioning my decisions?
You know I can do this little thing called not answer you, right?
Okay, well, I don't care. I'm just going to keep talking to you till you do answer me.
Pick a number. Pick one or two.
One.
All right. Nothing happens.
Fuck. What happened if you, like...
Continue.
No, what happened if I chose two?
Something might have happened. God, I will say that Thomas. wasn't a question for Dotari. That was a question for Brick.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Okay.
I was about to pick two. I'm scared. Okay. I'm scared.
We will be having this conversation at dawn. We will all anchor the ship, and me and you, and whoever, and I don't remember your name. And
damn.
That other person who was like having a conversation with us, we're all gonna sit around, we're gonna eat some nice food. Elena's gonna get us some nice
What food are we gonna eat?
I don't fucking know yet. We can go fishing. We'll figure it out, okay? But
we're gonna kill Annabelle's fish friends?
Maybe.
We're just gonna kill the head counselor of the fish?
So we can have some octopus legs. Unless you want to die of starvation, but that's not on my schedule.
We
can
eat you instead.
That's just rude. Unless you want some crunchy, munchy good stuff, I suggest not doing that because I'm a little rock hard. Anyways.
It's not joke time, so I can't.
That's true. It's not joke time.
I will restrain my jokes to only the times.
We will find food, whether I have to kill your fish friends
Gerald.
Or not.
You're not going to kill the fish.
Then figure it out. Kill them.
Gerald comes back down. He goes, I'm sorry if I'm interrupting.
What the hell do you want, Gerald?
Gerald.
Oh, you're so intimidating. Can you please stop being so intimidating? Anyway.
You could
you're
a lot
like
that.
You're a lot like a mean Siegfried. Anyway. Have we taken stock yet of the fact that the only thing lighting up this room is the eyeball on the sword?
Yeah, we tend not to worry about
it.
It's
kind of, it's,
do we
it's
know what that means?
Right now,
no. Do you know what that means?
No.
No, you gotta tell us what that... We can't just be here with a sword eyeball
Wait,
and not
so
know what it
is. Wait, so you do know what it means?
Oh my god, can we please not have this
Is this the reason you're having heart attacks?
Frankie, aren't you piloting the boat right now?
Yeah, I can drive and talk, okay? We'll
yeah, but they're below deck, right?
Are you just screaming at us from above?
Yes, like shouting.
They are shouting.
Wait, come up here, please. come up here, please. Thank y'all.
Gerald follows you to go. No, seriously, mate. What is that? And what is that eye?
We're about to figure it out,
Jerry. I'm just
gonna,
like, follow you guys.
All right,
he goes out to touch it.
Don't
that
do
was
that.
Dumb.
That's
okay,
silly.
Don't
really
do
not
that.
Be the action.
He doesn't make contact. Right.
I did not read that.
Don't touch swords.
No.
Got it.
Did you not see what happened to the last guy who did that?
Did you get, like, depressed? Hmm? Sorry, you just sounded, like, really depressed.
Like Thomas or?
Like,
both of you.
Gerald.
Both
Gerald
is really
okay.
Gerald's like, Gerald seems very...
Okay,
he looks
kind of
suspicious.
If you had to hold the sword when it was on fire, you don't want
it. An orb.
The reason why is there an eye? What does the eye... Is this why you're having heart attacks? We have
to... Why do you still have it? Why do you keep it around if you're, like...
What is
dying.
The deal
dying.
With you and the
It's my sword. Why would I get rid of it?
Well,
we
can
get you
a new
sword,
boo.
I don't want a new sword.
Okay,
I like this sword.
Okay, can get you a sword that lights up. Why does it have an eye? What is the deal with the eye?
I like this
fucking
sword.
Fucking blinking.
Why is the eye blinking? So help me God if I have to tie you up and literally press the
is
sword
it, okay, I'm gonna say it is
to
blinking.
Your face.
It wasn't meant to be blinking, but since it's blinking.
It's not blinking.
When it blinks down, the eyelid isn't like any human coloration. It's like this aquamarine.
Okay, so
that's
kind of
cool. Not gonna lie.
Like what
Pretty.
The fuck?
See, that's why I keep my sword. It's cool.
Okay, but if you're like,
but if it's causing your heart attacks, why would you keep it?
Well, maybe it's not causing my heart attack.
If it is, what are you gonna do then?
You seem very
we
traumatized.
We can get you one that lights up in different colors.
How did you blind me? He looks straight at you.
Oh, this is a. So that's the eye, right?
I was just thinking, and you touched, and then I went. It wasn't anything else. It had to have been you. And then you made me not blind. So
I don't know.
So what are you doing?
You know what? You know what? The eye conversation sounds like a really nice conversation right now. Or better yet, no conversation. I like that idea. Yeah, let's just all shut up.
And you take the wheel. You like kick Frankie out the way because you're double her size.
Frankie, how are you even like?
Like,
how can you even
see?
There's
a little stool there.
There's like a stool. It's like a
little ladder, I just kick it. Bye-bye.
And you begin manning the boat. Anything else? Anything else anyone wants to do?
So far we've argued.
No one wants to do anything? That...
What's your name? Annabelle? Uh-huh. We need to have a private chit-chat, please.
Oh.
What?
Great, a conversation that doesn't involve me.
Yes.
Oh.
Keep driving.
Yep. I will gladly do
Let's
that.
Let's go down deck. We can't
You heard them below deck.
I
think the walls are just very thin here.
The walls are extremely
okay,
thin.
Okay, so then we need to go somewhere where like...
The walls are thin. You're not going to be saved.
Okay, just like whisper.
Whisper really loud. Anyway, we're totally whispering.
You're whispering
okay,
in
we're
character.
Whispering. Yeah.
Okay, so like we
get on my
have
stick.
The captain of the boat having heart attack. That's
I don't
like
think it's a heart attack.
I don't know what it is, but it's like a heart attack, and they like jolt and shit. And literally, I'm like 99% sure that's like a health code violation. So we cannot have that.
They're like the only tall person here, therefore they could.
Well, what are we?
They could fall and crush us all.
We gotta like gather evidence, pick up clues. We gotta pull a Nancy fucking Drew and get it together.
Really gonna try to be Sherlock Holmes with this.
Yes, I might.
Why do you care so much?
Because I'm trying not to die. Like I said, that is not on the schedule. That, and you're also in charge of food duty because you can't seem to kill a fish friend.
They fucking saved your life.
Maybe
you want to kill the fish that
no,
like, helped you not drown?
I'm sure there's some specific fish that you hate with a burning passion.
Annabelle, you hear from below the ship. You don't hear this because it's a fish. You hear distinctly this Lucidian Ocean fish accent. They're pretty heavy accents. He goes... That asshole! And that's all you hear.
Is your voice cracked, but made it so much
better. Whether it's Flounder or Sebastian or maybe even Ariel.
They don't really
Ariel.
Like you, so...
I don't care. That's even more of a... Look,
if you want to eat something so bad, just go get something yourself.
Where? We're in the middle of the ocean.
You're in the middle of the ocean. Fish! There's other fish.
Thank
there's
you!
Fish.
No!
Since a random person from
no!
the sky...
Those are my friends.
You just hear
I would say another fish calls you an asshole, but you're not in the game, so I can't.
You can figure out. You'd have to have, like, an option.
Yeah, like, in spirit, there's a fish,
and
he does not like you.
Seaweed. Kelp. We can eat kelp.
Can we?
Yes, we can. Get the fish to get us some kelp. Did you forget that plants exist under the sea?
Yes.
Get your fish friends. I'm sorry, fish people. Yeah. But, like, get it.
You could not hear they were
I don't
talking.
Even care. I could feel it. I could sense they didn't like me.
You
feel it.
The
I mean, when you tell,
the
when you
the
tell someone to kill them, I don't think they're going to like
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that's true.
Literally, I could
I don't think they're going to go and get
they have to,
you.
Or else we're going to starve. It's for all of us. Not just me, but it's for everybody, including heart attack guy, blind guy, and alcoholic over here, all right? It's for all of us.
Elena's still just been making drinks this whole hour. Like, sips
yeah,
one.
Don't mind me.
Alright, so figure it out. Unless you want to die of the most pathetic death, no offense, then I'm gonna need you to figure something out, boo. You're the fish friends. You're like Poseidon. So.
You're like Poseidon.
Very canon to this world, Poseidon.
Okay,
you
I'll
can
do
it.
Okay, I'll see what I can do.
Okay,
are we
going
to skip to nighttime? Or are you going to try and get some food?
You're going to try and get some food.
Jeez. Okay, fine. Yeah.
How do you want to go about this?
I don't know. The fish are...
No!
Really
I missed my joke time!
I know!
No!
Oh, whoops.
We did it, boys.
No! I will remember at 33:50.
No, you won't.
Hey, you
won't.
Yes, I will.
Okay, you know, they're probably not going to bring food for you. You know that, right? You kind of offended them.
I'm literally 99% sure if they bring enough food for all of us, the blind kid isn't even going to eat half of it. So I can just steal his.
But he's not blind anymore.
Yeah, he's not blind.
My bad. What's his name? Gerald?
Gerard
isn't going to eat.
Gerard. Oh, his name's Gerald? Okay, Gerard.
Like, I can figure something out, whether it's stealing scraps or riding the fish.
Okay, fine. Okay, fish, can you help out?
One of the Potter goes, "What is it, lass?"
Alright,
I'm a wee Scottish fish.
So we're kind of going to starve if we don't get any food.
So. Oh, that's tough.
Yeah. But
well, that's a right shame.
It is. But, do you think you could, like, go down to, you know, like, the forest? The ocean floor, and get some like seaweed and stuff and bring it back.
Get you some seaweed. How are we gonna get the seaweed off the ground? Where will we fit us?
Ask the lobsters, the crabs. They can cut it up.
Anonymous voice.
I can't speak crustacean.
It's just like the god in the sky.
The impartial voice of God. Ask the lobsters.
They're trying to stare in the boat like...
Well, I don't speak crustacean.
I could speak a wee bit of decapod, I could help you out, but I can't ask the lobsters.
You'll have to ask
them yourself.
Do you know somebody who...
You can't...
I know
you
that,
can't hear
like,
them.
You can't hear them. You just hear... <in your boat. laughs> Okay, they say that...
Unless we like bit it off, but I've never seen any fish do that. They've got wee cartilage teeth, you know.
They can't bite it off either. So
can someone swim to the bottom, or is that too far?
Well, the boat's moving.
Can I talk to lobsters and crabs?
Can we like?
You can if you can seek audience.
Oh my gosh! Wait.
Put my foot there.
What if?
What are they doing?
Sorry. What if what if we like throw the anchor down?
And we like swim. So did you just came into this conversation after making like 45 drinks?
Yeah.
Hey guys. Got any for me?
You really want to like?
I'm a raging alcoholic.
I think that's a terrible idea.
Why?
Well, I mean,
you
can't swim. I saw you trying to get to the ship. You can't swim for shit.
I can swim. I just don't swim very well.
So you want to go down to the bottom of the ocean?
Well, someone
you have to leave
in.
Wait,
what if we get the fish scissors?
I don't think
fish.
Any little fins are gonna be able to hold
them.
What if we get the fish?
I kind of want to skip to nighttime just to end it all.
Let's just skip, please.
All right. We got kelp magic.
Another day, another sleigh. You're unfortunately not able to get the fish to steal some seaweed, but.
Darn.
Perhaps tomorrow.
How are we gonna eat?
You can get crab.
We'll just drink.
Can we give
Elena, you all kind of find your respective hammocks. I'm going to drift to bed. Elena.
Yes. Okay.
All right. I'm gonna use my. This is my serious warning. Very serious. Very serious. So.
Is it really serious?
Elena,
shut up.
You go to bed. And you wake up. But you don't wake up on the boat. You find yourself on an island, right?
Okay.
And there's this big building in front of you. It's a reminiscent building from the age of 9. What do you want to do?
Well, okay, first of all, I don't know where I am, so... But let's make the dumb decision and go into the building.
Alright. You go into the building, and you... kind of cautiously open the door, and on the inside there's just nothing. It's just a white abyss.
Oh.
But as you walk in,
this is funny.
But as you walk in, you hear the phrase that you heard back on the dock. And as it goes, the whole room kind of changes, and you find yourself in this place you've never been before. It's this large sort of temple. There's this altar in the middle. There's inscriptions on the wall. And there's a pedestal. And on the pedestal is a floating orb.
Oh, my gosh.
It shines a different shade of yellow than the one that you had previously.
Okay.
You kind of instinctually go out to touch it. And you hear... We caught something. It's... No, it's not a fish. No, it's a... And you find yourself on the ground on the top deck of a boat, a fishing vessel, coughing up seawater, kind of blood foaming at the ends of your lips. You don't know how it got there. And the man is... There's these fishers standing over you. And one of them, a half-elf, says, It's a halfling. Yeah, I know. I know they don't swim. That's why it's strange we caught... Just get over here. Hello. Is that a hand?
I don't take the hand. I'm not going to take it. And I'm not going to say anything.
You're going to pretend like you're dead again? Mind,
it's all at once you get this huge migraine. As you just hear... Ooh, caw. And everything dissolves as your brain just breaks in half. This flood of memories enters your mind, and you try to grab onto any of them. You try to hold them, and they just slip away.
Oh my god! So I like remember for like seconds.
You get these huge visions of this previous life of these beings, of these creatures, and they just like sand. Like water, they slide out of your hands.
Your eyeliner.
And you stand in the white, endless expanse. All these presences that you feel like you could talk to in your mind begin to slide away. And as you like clutch your temples, hold like on the ground, and you begin to fall endlessly down. You wake up in the hammock, and it's a new day.
What?
Oh, okay.
For
32 minutes.
Just like maybe I can like see the future.
That was like really was like beautiful. Visually descriptive.
I know.
It was very nice.
It was. Yeah.
See, that's why we have serious warnings. So that you guys.
Where everybody shuts.
Make a joke. When I do the funnies. Okay. So. It's a new day.
Don't worry, the series is gone just in time.
Oh no.
You should have kept it going on longer.
Yep. New series warning. No, Adamo. Person. Person I'm looking at.
Person. Whatever.
Pick a number, one or two.
Let's choose the right two.
Oh my gosh. You're gonna
die. You're dead.
You die.
It's a new day.
I can like walk up the boat.
It's a new day, except for you, because you're dead. You die.
You all kind of stir back to life. What do you want to do? What do you all want to do?
Well, I'm like sure like screaming at each other in the distance. That is our soundtrack. Leave it alone.
Stop putting on Taylor Swift.
Why are you playing "We're Never Ever Getting Back Together"?
That makes no sense. To this.
Is there any Taylor Swift sea shanties we can listen to?
Does she have one?
Give me
Stop. Oh my god.
We should take a break.
What is that strange noise? Anyway,
we're gonna take
like a couple minutes break, and then we're gonna come back. So, okay. Thank you all for getting this far. We'll see you in just a second. So I did a little lying again. I think every episode's gonna be half an hour, because that's it. Expect a lot of me lying. I always underestimate how much time we have. Or
more
overestimate
Taylor
it.
Swift. No, we love Taylor.
But yeah, I hope you all enjoyed. We'll see you
next time for
episode 3.
When Bill is coming soon.
Shorties
I
and
promise.
Saltwater. Bloody
Taylor
hell.
Just-